Okay, our next topic is direct mail. And let me just lay a little of the groundwork for direct mail before we get into the specifics. First of all, whenever you think about direct mail is a very effective marketing strategy. It is expensive, so you have to do the following. First, you have to set a budget. You have to decide how many dollars each month you're going to spend on direct mail. And usually you're going to want to do this by saying, okay, I'm going to spend $500 a month or $1,000 a month, whatever it happens to be, if you're using direct mail. And then you're going to go out and get a list and start marketing to the list. And usually what you're going to want to figure out is, well, if I've got this many dollars to spend, how many people can I mail either a postcard or a letter to? How many times? So if you decide you're going to do a five-touch, multi-touch campaign, in other words, you're going to send five letters to a particular list, then you have to set a budget that says, I'm going to spend this much money. It means I can only send to this many people, assuming a postcard is 42 cents or a letter is 50 cents or whatever the amount of money is. Your budget is going to tell you how many people you can send to, and that'll give you some really good ideas about how big a list you can buy. When you do direct mail, you're going to expect a relatively low response rate. Most of the people you send mail to are not going to call you up. So expect less than a 1% response rate. So you better do enough to get results. In other words, if you just send out 100 letters, that's really not enough letters to even know whether or not your direct mail campaign is working. If you get a 1% response rate and you send out 100 letters, you might get one lead, you might get zero leads, you might get two leads. You're really not going to get enough anything to happen to really measure whether or not your marketing is working. So when you're doing direct mail, you're really going to want to send out hundreds of letters at a time. Or if you don't have enough budget to do that, then I would suggest you go and spend your marketing resources doing other things that are less expensive. Always consider multi-touch. Generally speaking, sending one person five letters is more effective than sending five times as many people one letter. You're going to determine your target market. Now, we've talked a lot about target markets, and we're going to talk more as we go through the direct mail section about different types of marketing. There are many different mailing lists available. We're going to explain some things about where you get these lists and what lists to get. And there's different kinds of messaging and collateral that you can use. We're going to give examples of postcards and letters and different kinds of messaging you can put. We're even going to give you some pre-designed marketing pieces that you can use. And as we explain the messaging, what you're going to learn is that there are certain things you can say in your direct mail that's going to get a bigger response, but fewer of the people that respond are going to be people you're going to do business with. In other words, if I say, hey, I'll buy any house tomorrow for cash, full price, call me right away, you'll get a bazillion phone calls, but they're all going to call you looking for a full price cash offer that can close immediately. Everybody wants that. You're not really offering that. And if you are, you're going to lose a lot of money. So, if you want to get a lot of phone calls, you can have a very broad and appealing message. If you want to get more qualified calls, you can really tune your message. If you say something like, I'll take over your payments, not very many people are going to respond to that, but the very few that do are going to be very, very good leads. They're already ready to do exactly what you want to do. So you may want a very small number of leads that are very highly qualified, or want a larger number of leads that you're going to have to sort through, or you may want to adjust your messaging to get something in the middle. And that's what we mean by determine your market and determine your message. I suggest that you have a print shop handle this for you. You can print labels and address envelopes and mail them and do all that yourself. Or you can just hand your list over to a print shop and have them do it for you. There's print shops online, there's print shops wherever you live. Either one can do that work, and you have to decide who you want to outsource that to. The most important thing, of course, of your direct mail is to have a call for action. There's always got to be a phone number and preferably a website as well for people to go to when they want to respond to you. And we always suggest that it's a good idea to have a website. We talked about websites. It's also a good idea to have a phone number, and obviously you want a phone number that's a 24-hour phone number. So that means a phone number that has voicemail attached to it. It could be any cell phone or any phone that has voicemail attached to it becomes a 24-hour number. As you build your business up and start doing more and more marketing, you might even want to hire a 24-hour answering service where a live person takes the calls. I do that, and then you have 24-hour live operators essentially. As you're getting started, it's probably not worth paying for that. That's an expensive service, and for a new investor, I'd rather see you spend your money on doing more marketing than hiring somebody to do call answering for you. And then the last thing in general with regards to direct mail is track your results. Keep a little spreadsheet that talks about all your different marketing activities and measure what your results are, how many dollars you're spending on each one of these different campaigns and how many leads you're getting back. And over time, month after month, as you do this more and more, you're going to start to get a sense for where your money's coming from and what your return on your investment is for each of the different marketing campaigns. Okay, when we talk about direct mail, there's a couple of different types of media you can use. You can use postcards, and you can use letters. And there's no right or wrong answer. There's pros and cons to each. Postcards are obviously better because they're cheaper. The postage on a postcard is a lot less than the postage on a letter. And the other advantage to postcards is that, quite simply, postcards, you get read, people see what's in the postcard on the way to throwing it into the trash. In other words, if you're doing multi-touch campaigns, every month, somebody gets a postcard from you and they're going to see that postcard. And even if they throw it away because they've just seen this for the first time, it's not the fourth or fifth time they've gotten it, they're at least going to see what you're offering, even if they throw it away as junk mail. A letter, unfortunately, they have to open it to see what it is. So you want to use tricks to get them to open it, like hand addressing and things like that. And a letter costs more, but the advantage of a letter is it's a little more personal, and you can put a lot more in an envelope. A lot more information about your products and services can go into a letter than can go into a postcard. Just much more space to work with. It can even be a multi-page letter if you want. But those are the general differences between postcards and letters. What I do, what we do when we do our marketing is we alternate between postcards and letters, and we have similar experience results with both. I've kind of gravitated a little more towards postcards just because it seems a little less expensive, and I can trim my messaging so that it's not so complicated I can't get it into a postcard. But I'm going to give you examples of both postcards and letters. And I'm going to start with what I call our general purpose, all motivated sellers postcard. This is a postcard that we use, and it's not tuned specifically to mortgage assignment sellers. It's really to any seller that may be a motivated seller that is interested in selling their program, an investor offer. So let me just adjust the screen size here a minute so I can see this a little bit more clearly and read through this postcard for you. So here's our first postcard. Notice, I want to buy your house at address. And, this uses something called variable data. Whenever the name of the homeowner or their address or whatever is actually in the postcard, that's called variable data. Every single postcard has to be individually printed with that personalized information. And you're going to get a higher response rate when you do personalized variable data mailings than if you do non-variable data. Although the printing is going to be a little bit more expensive because they have to print each card separately. So notice, I want to buy your house at 123 Maple Street. I will buy it as is for a fair price on the date of your choice. Dear, Philip Grove, whatever the name is, I'm looking to buy two additional houses in 78735. Now, I always ask my students, would you like to buy two houses in 78735? Would you like to buy two houses in every zip code in America? And the answer is yes, of course you do. Everybody always wants to buy as many houses as possible, wherever and whatever you can. So you should always have this kind of messaging in your postcard, and you should always show a lot of enthusiasm when you talk to people and market yourself as a buyer for their properties. Obviously, you're looking for two good deals, and that makes perfect sense because you're an investor. But by saying, I want to buy two houses in whatever zip code, it makes it very personal. Oh, wow, honey, we just got this car. There's this guy, he's a buyer, he's looking to buy two houses right in our neighborhood. And the house that you own on 123 Maple Street is one I'm interested in buying. Honey, he's done some research on our house, and they want to buy our house. After reviewing some public information about your property, I am prepared to buy it as is. I will pay you all cash. I can be flexible on the closing date. I'll even pay all of the closing costs for you, and there will be no realtor fees to pay. If your house needs some repairs, that's okay. Many of the houses that I buy are in need of repairs. Please call me and listen to a brief message recorded to you so you can have like your cell phone, and if you have a special phone number or cell phone to take your calls for your marketing, you can have a little pre-recorded message or your greeting on your voicemail. Or what some people do is they actually get one of these calling services where you call and get a pre-recorded message, and many of these you can find on the internet. And then the person who calls leaves a message. You can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please call right away, as I want to buy two houses in the 78735 zip code very soon. Keep in mind, I will pay you all cash. I will buy your house as is. I will pay all the closing costs. We can close whenever you're ready. Please call the number above now so I can make you an offer. Okay, pretty good postcard. It certainly has a broad message. You're going to get a lot of response from this message. You're going to get maybe a broader response than you might need. In other words, a lot of the people that will respond to this messaging, are looking for a full price offer, which is going to be more than you're willing to offer. Some of the messaging, just to review, in the postcard is cash. You know, we always say that we are a cash buyer. No matter what we do, whenever we're advertising, it's always good to say cash. And we are cash buyers. You know, I will always pay and make a cash offer for anybody at 65 or 70 cents on the dollar minus repairs. Now, it's very rare that they actually take the cash offer, and it's also very rare that actually buy the house for cash. Usually, even if they're interested in a cash offer, we end up negotiating something differently. But it's important to make the cash offer, and the reason we make the cash offer is simple. To a civilian, you know, cash means fast. And that's really what they want. These are motivated sellers. They want to sell their home fast. And most civilians don't realize that there are many ways to sell a house fast. In fact, some of the strategies like mortgage assignment actually can be done faster than buying a house for cash. But civilians don't understand terms and assignments and all these different strategies that we use. All they understand is I need to sell my house fast, and the only way I think I can do that is to find somebody with cash. So whenever you're marketing to these people, you always have to advertise cash, and cash means fast. And you may also say fast cash, and you may say soon, and use other words that tell them that this is a quick process. If you say fast cash, you're really just saying fast. And if you say soon fast cash, you know, in as little as 30 days, you're saying fast. It all means the same thing to the sellers. This postcard has a lot of convenience messages. We buy it as is. You don't have to fix it up. The repairs are okay. Anytime you want. Close is flexible. There's some what are we call response boosters in this ad, and these are things you have to think about a little bit. Like one of the response boosters that this says is fair price. You're an investor and you're offering a fair price. Now, what is a fair price? Well, I would argue that if you're making a cash offer, a fair cash offer is 65 to 70 cents minus repairs, percent of value minus repairs. That's the cash value of a house. That's fair when you're offering as a cash offer. To a seller, you know, very often fair means full value. So if you say that you're going to make a fair price offer, you will get a lot of people that are looking for a full price offer. And those people are people that you're going to spend a lot of time talking to that you're never going to do business with. Now, if you've got time, you can take those additional calls, and sometimes you'll be able to work a deal out of some of those calls. If you're really, really busy, I'm really, really busy. I generally don't want a whole bunch of calls. I just want a small number of really good calls, and I'm okay if only one person out of 100 calls me. That's fine. Versus if I put fair price, I might get 5 out of 100 people that call me, and I might be able to do one or even two deals out of that, but it's going to be a lot of work going through all those extra calls. For a lot of people, especially new investors, it's worth it, and it feels good to get more calls. You know that your marketing's working. So some people are going to want these response boosters. They're going to want to get more calls. if you're a brand new investor, it's a good idea to get a lot of calls because you're going to get used to talking to people on the phone, and every time you talk to somebody, you're going to get better at it. And I got news for you, nobody's good at it the first time they do it. It takes a little practice. But that's something to think about when you think about whether or not you want to put response boosters in your marketing. Another response booster is no realtor fees. So you're making it clear, I'm a cash buyer, and they're probably assuming you're an investor, therefore. And a lot of people, when they say, oh, an investor, you know, he's going to make me a low offer, you know, but then you can say, no closing costs, no realtor commissions. Oh, well, yeah, it is a cash offer, and it's probably going to be a low offer, but, you know, I'm going to save money by not having to hire a realtor. I'm going to save money by not having to pay closing costs. So it's going to offset the expectation with the buyer that, you know, it is an investor offer, but, you know, it's not just a slow ball offer. It's a low ball offer that also saves me some time and money along the way. At the bottom of the postcard here on the email, we also have some the other side of the postcard. It's a nice thing to put on the front side of a postcard. You know, see the other side of this card for an important notice about your house, and that will get people to flip the card over before they throw it away. Just one last little comment. We actually have a variety of different marketing pieces and collateral that we also offer in a gold program for people that are interested in that. Now, besides postcards, I also want to talk to you about letters. And let's take a minute and talk about letters versus postcards. Direct mail letters, have some advantages over postcards. You can put a lot more in a letter. You can put a whole bunch of information in a letter versus a postcard. You can only fit a pretty small amount. Postcards are more likely to get thrown away because they'll immediately see, you know, this is junk versus a letter. When they open it, they're a little more committed to reading it. That being said, you know, a letter, they may not ever even open it, so you may never even get your chance. And, of course, the big downside with letters is letters cost a lot more to mail. The postage for letters is higher than the postage for postcards, so you won't be able to send as many of them with whatever your marketing budget is. So those are some of the pros and cons with letters and postcards. We actually alternate with our different campaigns between letters and postcards, and we find similar response rates for both. So we use both. Now, when we talk about letters, I always like to use this particular letter as an example of kind of what I call the ultimate, you know, motivated seller letter. And this letter was designed primarily for real estate investors, specifically homevestor franchise motivated sellers, investors, to find motivated sellers that generally have equity. So it's not tuned specifically to mortgage assignment. We're going to show you a letter or postcard that is in a minute. But what I love about this letter is that homevestors has actually spent a lot of time testing this letter. You know, the direct mail and the direct marketing business is a multi-billion dollar industry. And the people who send, you know, literally millions or hundreds of millions of dollars worth of mail a year, they actually do split testing. They'll send, you know, the same letter to 100,000 people, and they'll send 10,000 people one on blue paper and 10,000 people on yellow paper, and then they'll use this font for this letter and this font for that letter. And what they'll test is, you know, certain words and color paper and thickness of paper and fonts and expressions and, you know, phone numbers, and they'll test different things to see what people are more likely to respond to. And then, of course, they'll spend more money on the stuff that works and less money on the stuff that doesn't work. So that's very valuable, you know, marketing information. Now, what if you could have, you know, the results of all of that wonderful testing? And the best way you can do that is by using this letter here, because the Homevestor folks have spent a fair amount of time and effort actually developing and testing this exact letter. So I'm going to share this letter with you to give you some ideas. Right at the top it says, you know, Homevestor. Now, you're always going to want, whatever your collateral is, postcard or letter, you're always going to want something with your company name on it. You know, they have a logo. If you have a logo, that's great. Your company name, maybe your company name or your picture in a certain color, or, you know, if you're a realtor or even an investor, you can put your picture on there. And the reason you want something that is familiar on there is because when you use multi-touch, you know, you want them the second, third, fourth time they get this letter from you or postcard or whatever, you want them to see something on there that's familiar to them, that, oh yeah, I've heard of that company before, I've seen that logo before, whatever. So that's why you would use a logo or a picture of yourself or a company name, you know, your company name in a unique font. That can be your logo. It's the easiest way to do a logo. You've got, you know, my, this looks like kind of a formal letter, you know, Phil Grove, P.O. Box, whatever. And notice what, you know, the first thing you see at the letter, where are your eyes immediately drawn, you know, to this area kind of in the upper right part of the letter. Says, are you interested in a cash offer for your property? Wow, you know, don't see that every day. Yeah, certainly that's going to draw some attention and get some response. So you're drawing them in to the ad. You know, our company is looking to purchase houses in the Round Rock area. Oh, well, that's interesting. My house happens to be in the Round Rock area, at least the house they're advertising for with this letter. And I'm contacting you to see if you might be interested in selling your house at 2503 Tandy Trail Cove. That was a rental property I used to own. And they're using variable data, so it's very personalized. My home is in there. You know, if a cash offer would be of interest to you, you know, please read on. Okay, you've got my attention. You've specifically sent me, and just me, a letter saying that you want to make a cash offer for my house at that address. That's kind of interesting. And then it drives you into the ad, you know, why sell to us? You know, we're independently owned and operated, maintain high standards, you know, you sell this more quickly and with little hassle than if you go through a traditional real estate agent. So clearly they're saying, you know, we offer solutions other than realtors. We make it easy on you. You're pitching the convenience thing. You don't have to worry about spending money on repairs. You can sell it as is. You don't have to keep it clean and ready to be shown at a moment's notice like you would with the realtors. You know, we buy houses at a discount. So they do set the expectation that they are investors and they pay a discount, but then they soften that by saying, but we do pay cash. We cover the closing costs. You're going to save some money there. We buy directly from you, so there are no commissions. So you save some money there. We can take it as home. Your home as is, so you don't have to make any repairs, so you save some money there too. So in other words, we buy it at a discount, but you know, hey, you save a lot of money, and it's much faster. You know, call us for a quick and free evaluation. If you want a cash offer, they repeat the value proposition again and again and again at 2503 Tandy Trail Cove. You know, give us a call today for a no charge obligation. So that's like the second time they've made that offer. I look forward to speaking to you. There's a signature on here and a phone number. Now, they always have a couple of things at the bottom. And I will say, you know, if you ever put at the bottom of your marketing letter, if you ever put P.S., I guarantee if they read nothing else, people will always read whatever you put under P.S. So they have P.S. for a free, no obligation, property evaluation, call us at, and the phone number again. So all they do is they relist their value proposition. Call us. You know, it's funny. You know, they said call us at the top. They said call us here. They said call us in the middle. And then at the end of the PS, call us. And then, of course, they also added a PPS. So if you read the PPS, you're certainly going to read the PPS. And the PPS is kind of funny here. And I tell you, I used to not believe in this technique, but I've come to believe in it. The PPS says, you know, are you not interested in selling at this time? You know, please keep this letter with your other important real estate documents. Now, when I first saw that on a piece of junk mail, I thought, now that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Who in the world is going to get a piece of junk mail and take the care and trouble to file this away with your important real estate documents? That's silly. That's ridiculous. But what I discovered was I've talked to thousands of homeowners, and sometimes I go into their home, and I have them pull out their important real estate documents, you know, the closing materials, the note, and the paperwork they signed when they bought the house, because I want to look at that paperwork. And they pull out that paperwork, and lo and behold, they open up the folder, and this letter falls out of the folder. And the reason this letter falls out of the folder is because a lot of people that are motivated sellers, these are people that have had financial problems building. And sometimes those problems have been building for weeks or months or even years. So they get a letter like this, and they think to themselves, I'm really not ready to sell my house to an investor. But, you know, if things don't change in another month or 3 months or whatever, I might be. So they see that thing at the bottom of the page says, you know, I better keep this letter. And, you know, if I don't get a job or something doesn't change in the next 3 months, I'm going to call these guys. So they really do take this junk mail, this piece of letter, and stick it in that folder. And sometimes they open that folder back up and they do call back. So it does work to say, keep this with your important real estate documents. Alrighty, now let's spend a minute and talk about what I call the mortgage assignment or MAPS specific postcard. This is a postcard that was actually developed by a marketing partner of mine, Michael Kimball. He's actually one of the nation's leading experts on direct mail. He's done this for many, many years, and he designed what we call the ultimate MAPS postcard specifically for this program. We've tested and used this this card, so it's a fully tested card, and it's an ingenious card. It has exactly the right messaging that you're going to want to use to go and get mortgage assignment leads. And here's how it goes. It says, notice, I want to buy your house at, 123 Maple Street. I will buy it as is for a fair price, even if you have little or no equity. So right out of the way, we've got the fair, we've got the cash, we've got the as is, we've got the notice. You know, you always want to say something at the beginning that kind of gets their attention. So you've got their attention. Dear homeowner, and you put the, Phil Grove, whatever the homeowner's name is, I'm interested in buying your house and have a special new program that allows anyone to sell, even if you have little or no equity. This program is not a short sale. It does not require bank approval, and the homeowner's credit is not harmed through the sale of the property utilizing this exciting new program. And there are also no realtor fees to pay. So, wow, this is interesting. A lot of times when people are in trouble, they've gotten various advertisements from realtors and investors, and they probably never heard of this before. They've heard of short sales, and there's pros and cons to short sales. Short sales hurt your credit, and there's a 50% chance of foreclosure, and it takes a long time, and it requires bank approval, and you got to work with a realtor, and yada, yada, yada. A lot of people just aren't interested in going through all that. So I'm offering them something that's fast, doesn't hurt their credit, doesn't require bank approval. It's a brand new program, and I'm a little elusive here. I just say special new program. People are thinking government bailouts, what is this? Something new that applies for me. So it's definitely going to draw them in and get their attention. I'm prepared to buy your house as is. I will pay you all cash. Again, I will pay all cash. It's going to be one of my offers. Most likely, that's not the offer they're going to take, though. They're going to take the offer where I take over the payments. I can be flexible on the closing date. I'll even pay all of the closing costs for you. If your house needs some repairs, that's okay. Many of the houses I buy are in need of some repairs. If you'd like to sell your house for a fair price, please call, and a phone number. You can call anytime, 24 hours a day. We have this phone number attached to a call center. You could also use it to a cell phone that has voicemail 7 days a week. Please call right away. I want to buy two houses in the whatever the zip code is, 78735 zip code, very soon. And as always, that's another little technique you use to get your response rate up. Oh, I want to buy two houses in your zip code. By the way, would you like to buy two houses in 78734, 78702, 78745? And the answer is, of course, we all as investors want to buy two houses in every zip code in the entire country. If I can get a good deal, I will buy, two houses everywhere. And when you say I want to buy two houses in your zip code, it makes me think, oh, this guy's specifically targeting my zip code, my area. Hey, honey, they've got a special program. They're trying to buy two houses. One of them could be ours. Let's call this guy back. Last part of it says, keep in mind, I specialize in buying houses with little or no equity. Wow, they can buy houses even with no equity. I'll buy your house as is for a fair price. We can close, whenever you are ready, please call the number I have so I can make an offer to you. Thanks. Man, you have just hammered in and in and in, what you're trying to do here. And it's got great messaging for mortgage assignment. No equity, special new program, little or no equity. It's not a short sale. That's very, very appealing. It has the convenience messages. You buy it as is, any date, any time. It has the response boosters, fair price, no realtor fees, no closing costs. So this thing's really got all of the best messaging. Now, by saying fair price, I will say you're going to get maybe a little bit higher response rate, and some of these people may not be the best candidates for this program. So you may or may not want to, soften that message a little bit as you start getting more and more leads, and you want to get maybe higher quality leads at the expense of getting fewer leads. Now, I will say, when we've tested this particular card, we actually have it go to a call center, and the operator basically asks, these six questions and then sends us the information. You know, the operator at the call center, they can either fill out a form on your website, or they can just create their own form and send you an email with that those questions answered on their form. We just simply use, a call center with this six questions, and when you call the phone number, it basically, the operator says, "Thanks for calling about our special house buying program. May I please have the extension number next to the number you just called?" So they basically, the way these call centers work is they have 1-800 number that's shared by, a bazillion different people, and they put a little extension so they know which person to send the lead to. So it's a way to get a call center to answer your calls inexpensively. Then they ask, what's the address of the house you want to sell? What is your name? What's your phone number? What is your alternate phone number? Now, this is just a little trick when we ask, we're going to talk about this with lead processing. Whenever you ask for somebody's phone number and then you ask for an alternate phone number, I guarantee you the only phone number you'll ever be able to reach them at is the alternate phone number. You know, the phone number is always like their home number, and the alternate phone number, oh, what's that? Oh, okay, I guess my cell phone. They always give like the phone number they're always at as their alternate phone number. So it's a good trick to get the number that you can really reach them at. What's the best time and number to call? And that's it. Let me get one of the buyers to call you back. Is there anything you want to add about your house or situation? We always let them kind of give a free form response to that question, which is question 7. And sometimes they'll say, I'm getting a divorce. I have to sell by Friday. I have to do something very, very quickly. So this is what we call the ultimate mortgage assignment postcard. I'll give you some stats on this in a minute. It's very, very effective, and we've used it quite a bit. Okay, let's talk about our case study for postcards and direct mail postcards, real life experience. We actually took the postcard on the prior slide, and we sent 2,000 of those out. We used a mail house. It wasn't the very cheapest mail house. They charged us 42 cents a card, so we spent $840 on one particular campaign to send 2,000 of those out. We sent them out to a list that we bought, and we bought the list from a company called ListSource.com. And they sold us these names for about 10 cents a name, so 2,000 names, a couple hundred bucks for the list. Whenever you call a list provider, and we'll talk about list providers in a few minutes, but they're always going to ask you to describe what list you want. And the criteria we used for this particular list is we want a single-family residence. We wanted a combined loan value of 90%. In other words, we wanted to make sure there was no more than 10% equity in the house. In other words, if the house was a $100,000 house, we wanted to get houses in this example that were between $110,000 and $170,000 that had no more than 10% equity. In other words, the combined loans, the combination of all the loans and debts on the house was at least 90% of the value of the house. So if the house was worth $100,000, we want to make sure they owed at least $90,000. And the reason we want to make sure they owe at least $90,000 is because for people who have minimal, no, or negative equity, you're going to see, as we talk about, mortgage assignment is really their best option to their alternative. So that's the sweet spot for doing mortgage assignment. So we specify this list to this list broker. They sold us a list of, for about $200, of 2,000 names. We sent 2,000 postcards, 42 cents a piece for $840. And with that, we got 20 leads over the next 15 days. Leads trickle in. You start getting a bunch of them after about 3 or 4 days, and then they kind of trickle in for the next few weeks after that. 20 leads, that's actually about $50 a lead. And we got about a 1% response rate, sending that postcard to that list. This is an example of one of the leads. The call center actually emails us every time they get a lead. And this was a great lead, This particular seller actually called us, and they basically said, you know, what their name was, you know, and they said, here's the quote, Michael, which was the name of the seller, is in the military and will be leaving the country soon. The payments are current. And he would discuss, like to discuss Mr. Kimball, who had sent this letter out, taking over the mortgage or any other available options. That's about as good as a lead gets, right? I mean, you know, he says right in his response, I want somebody to take over my payments. He says he's a motivated seller. He's in the military. He's about to leave the country. And he says he's current on his payments. It doesn't get any better than that. And that's an example of one of the actual leads we got on that particular campaign. Several potential deals from that 20 leads. And that's what you get with that direct mail postcard.